Common funding themes link whistleblower complaint and CrowdStrike firm certifying DNC Russia hack. By Aaron Klein on September 28, 2019. There are common threads that run through an organization repeatedly relied upon in the so-called whistleblowers complained about President Donald Trump and CrowdStrike. The outside firm utilized to conclude that Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee servers since the DNC would not allow the U.S. government to inspect the servers. One of several themes is financing tied to Google, whose Google Capital led a $100 million funding drive that financed CrowdStrike. Google Capital, which now goes by the name of CapitalG, is an arm of Alphabet Incorporated, Google's parent company. Eric Schmidt, the chairman of Alphabet, has been a staunch and active supporter of Hillary Clinton and is a longtime donor to the Democratic Party. CrowdStrike was mentioned by Trump in his call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Perkins Coie, the law firm that represented the DNC in Hillary Clinton's campaign, reportedly helped draft CrowdStrike to aid with the DNC's allegedly hacked server. On behalf of the DNC and Clinton's campaign, Perkins Coie also paid the controversial Fusion GPS firm to produce the infamous, largely discredited anti-Trump dossier compiled by former British spy Christopher Steele. CrowdStrike is a California-based cybersecurity technology company co-founded by Dmitry Alperovich. Alperovich is a non-resident senior fellow of the Cyber Statecraft Initiative at the Atlantic Council, which takes a hawkish approach toward Russia. The council in turn is financed by Google Incorporated. In a perhaps unexpected development, another Atlantic Council funder is Burisma, the natural gas company at the center of allegations regarding Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden. Those allegations were the subject of Trump's inquiry with Zelensky related to Biden. The Biden allegations concerned significant questions about Biden's role in Ukraine policy under the Obama administration. This took place during a period when Hunter Biden received $50,000 a month from Burisma. Besides Google and Burisma funding, the council is also financed by billionaire activist George Soros's Open Society Foundations as well as the Rockefeller Brothers Fund incorporated in the U.S. State Department. Google, Soros's Open Society Foundations, the Rockefeller Fund and an agency of the State Department each also finance a self-described investigative journalism organization repeatedly referenced as a source of information in the so-called whistleblowers complaint alleging Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 presidential race. One key section of the so-called whistleblowers document claims that multiple U.S. officials told me that Mr. Giuliani had reportedly privately reached out to a variety of other Zelensky advisors, including Chief of Staff Andrei Bodin and Acting Chairman of the Security Service of Ukraine Ivan Bakunov. This was allegedly to follow up on Trump's call with Zelensky in order to discuss the cases mentioned in that call, according to the so-called whistleblower's narrative. The complainer was clearly referencing Trump's request for Ukraine to investigate the Biden corruption allegations. Even though the statement was written in first person, multiple U.S. officials told me, it contains a footnote referencing a report by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCRP. That footnote reads, in a report published by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCRP, on 22nd of July, two associates of Mr. Giuliani reportedly traveled to Kiev in May 2019 and met with Mr. Bakunov and another close Zelensky advisor, Mr. Serhii Shafir. The so-called whistleblower's account goes on to rely upon that same OCRP report on three more occasions. It does so too. Write that Ukraine's prosecutor general Yuri Lutsenko also stated that he wished to communicate directly with Attorney General Barr on these matters. Document that Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani had spoken in late 2018 to former prosecutor general Shokin, in a Skype call arranged by two associates of Mr. Giuliani. Bolster the charge that I also learned from a U.S. official that associates of Mr. Giuliani were trying to make contact with the incoming Zelensky team. The so-called whistleblower then relates in another footnote, I do not know whether these associates of Mr. Giuliani were the same individuals named in the 22nd of July report by OCRP, referenced above. The OCRP report repeatedly referenced is actually a joint investigation by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, OCRP, and BuzzFeed News, based on interviews and court and business records in the United States and Ukraine. BuzzFeed infamously also first published the full anti-Trump dossier alleging unsubstantiated collusion between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. The dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee and was produced by the Fusion GPS opposition dirt outfit. The ICRP and BuzzFeed joint investigation resulted in both ICRP and BuzzFeed publishing similar lengthy pieces on July 22, claiming that Giuliani was attempting to use connections to have Ukraine investigate Trump's political rivals. Another listed ICRP funder is the Omidyar Network, which is the nonprofit for liberal billionaire eBay founder Pierre Omidyar. Together with Soros's Open Society, Omidyar also funds the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, which hosts the international fact-checking network that partnered with Facebook to help determine whether news stories are disputed. Like ICRP, the Poynter Institute's so-called news fact-checking project is openly funded by not only Soros Open Society Foundations but also Google and the National Endowment for Democracy. CrowdStrike and DNC servers. CrowdStrike, meanwhile, was brought up by Trump in his phone call with Zelensky. According to the transcript, Trump told Zelensky, "I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike, I guess you have one of your wealthy people, the server, they say Ukraine has it." In his extensive report, Special Counsel Robert S. Mueller notes that his investigative team did not obtain or examine the servers of the DNC in determining whether those servers were hacked by Russia. The DNC famously refused to allow the FBI to access its servers to verify the allegation that Russia carried out a hack during the 2016 presidential campaign. Instead, the DNC reached an arrangement with the FBI in which CrowdStrike conducted forensics on the server and shared details with the FBI. In testimony before the Senate Intelligence Committee in January 2017, then-FBI Director James Comey confirmed that the FBI registered multiple requests at different levels to review the DNC's hacked servers. Ultimately, the DNC and FBI came to an agreement in which a highly respected private company, a reference to CrowdStrike, would carry out forensics on the servers and share any information that it discovered with the FBI, Comey testified. A senior law enforcement official stressed the importance of the FBI gaining direct access to the servers, a request that was denied by the DNC. The FBI repeatedly stressed to DNC officials the necessity of obtaining direct access to servers and data, only to be rebuffed until well after the initial compromise had been mitigated. The official was quoted by the news media as saying, "This left the FBI no choice but to rely upon a third party for information." These actions caused significant delays and inhibited the FBI from addressing the intrusion earlier, the official continued. Biden, Ukraine, and Burisma. Ukraine in 2016 removed a key prosecutor probing alleged corruption involving Burisma, the same firm paying Hunter Biden. Joe Biden 2 years later admitted to personally threatening to withhold loan guarantees from Ukraine unless the prosecutor in question, Viktor Shokin, was removed. "I remember going over to Ukraine, convincing our team that we should be providing for loan guarantees, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from then-Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and from then-Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, Shokin. And they didn't," Biden said. "They were walking out to a press conference. I said, 'Nah, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, 'You have no authority. You're not the president.' I said, 'Call him.' I said, 'I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, 'You're not getting the billion.' I looked at them and said, 'I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money.' Well, son of a bitch. He got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time." After it was revealed that Hunter Biden joined the board of Burisma Holdings in 2014, ethics experts were quoted by the news media as raising questions about potential conflicts of interest. Yoshiko Emerera, a Russian-Eurasian policy expert from the University of Wisconsin at Madison, was quoted by the Washington Post saying that Biden's position was a conflict of interest even if it doesn't break any laws. "Calling Hunter Biden a private citizen ignores the obvious links to the vice president," Herrera stated. "Conflict of interest rules should have applied. If Biden is working for the Obama administration on Ukraine, His son should not have been on the board of a company there that could be affected by U.S. policy spearheaded by his father. A New York Times editorial posited that Hunter Biden's role in the board of Burisma undermined his father's credibility in Ukraine issues. The newspaper opined. Sadly, the credibility of Mr. Biden's message may be undermined by the association of his son with a Ukrainian natural gas company. Burisma Holdings, which is owned by a former government official suspected of corrupt practices. A spokesman for the son, Hunter Biden, argues that he joined the board of Burisma to strengthen its corporate governance. That may be so. But Burisma's owner, Mykola Slachevsky, has been under investigation in Britain and in Ukraine. It should be plain to Hunter Biden that any connection with a Ukrainian oligarch damages his father's efforts to help Ukraine. This is not a board he should be sitting on. Joshua Klein contributed research to this article.